Hello, it's Ken Morgan again, and we're back with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, today we're marking the start of the Halloween season. That's the Halloween season, not the Christmas season. Christmas season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving. Keep that in mind. So, we're going to be showing the Universal horror classic Son of Frankenstein. It's the second sequel to the original movie, after Bride of Frankenstein. And it marks the last official appearance of Boris Karloff as the monster, and the first appearance of Bela Lugosi as Igor. Yes, it's pronounced Igor, not Igor. It also stars Basil Rathbone in the title role, and Lionel Atwill in one of his most memorable roles as the one-armed Inspector Crow. Now, the last time we saw Rathbone and Atwill together was in Hound of the Baskervilles, which it turns out was released by 20th Century Fox just 2 months after Son of Frankenstein. Now, this movie was made at a time when horror movies had kind of fallen out of favor with the studios, especially overseas. But when some local Los Angeles theaters started showing revivals of the classic horror movies, like Frankenstein and Dracula, and got good results, Universal decided there was still some box office potential there. So this movie was put into production, and it was quite successful, getting Universal out of the red and kickstarting the Universal horror genre. Now, one note about the production of this movie: there were plans to film it in color, and behind-the-scenes footage of Karloff in character and in color has survived. However, the studio eventually decided to go with black and white for the final product. Now, the original scriptwriter for this movie was Willis Cooper, who was well acquainted with horror stories. He created the old-time radio series Lights Out, which is probably the best-known of the radio horror series, and later created the well-regarded dark fantasy radio drama Quiet Please. Now, regarding the script, the character of Igor, which I previously mentioned, actually wasn't in the script at first, but the character was later developed by director Roland V. Lee, mainly to give Lugosi some more work in the movie. And as it turned out, it would later be considered one of Bela's best roles. And if you watch carefully, you'll notice, well, movie buffs will notice, that Mel Brooks would borrow a lot from this movie for his affectionate horror parody Young Frankenstein. Now, we're probably not going to be able to show that in these classic movie presentations, but you will find the movie in our DVD collection at the library, so you might want to stop by and pick it up. Now, in addition to Son of Frankenstein, we have a Warner Brothers cartoon this week. It's called Water, Water, Every Hair. It's a semi-reworking of an early Bugs Bunny cartoon called The Hair-Raising Hare, where Bugs runs into a mad scientist and a monster, who was later dubbed Gossamer. Well, in this one, he runs into another mad scientist, and Gossamer shows up, but they did make a few changes, so it's not an exact copy or a remake. Now, we'd really appreciate it if you pass along some feedback about these presentations, because for one thing, we want to know who's watching. So please leave your comments or suggestions on our Facebook page, or send them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. And once again, if you've missed any of our movies, just go to our website. That's southplainfield.lib.nj.us, and you'll find a list of all those movies and the links to see them from. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1952, here's Water, Water, Every Hair. And from Universal in 1939, here's Son of Frankenstein. Hope you like them.